Good morning. We'll call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. It is 10:10, April the 11th. We're in Senate Finance Committee in Juneau, Alaska. With me is Chairman Stedman, Senators Bishop, Senator Merrick, Senator Keel, Senator Wilson. There's only one item on the agenda today. That is the capital budget, Senate Bill 187. Do we have a motion, Senator Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for Senate Bill 187, which is 33-GS2491/R, as in Red Devil, as our working document.
And I'll object for to explain the changes from Tim Grusendorf.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the Senate Finance Committee. For the record, my name is Tim Grusendorf, staff to Senator Hoffman and the Finance Committee. I'm going to go over a high-level overview of what the Senate has added to the budget, and then we'll go item by item and page by page. I'll tell folks where they are just so folks know how to find the projects they probably might be looking for. This overview is probably mainly for the public and those, because I know the members of the table, this will be your third go-around at it. So the Senate capital budget is on time, as agreed to with the other body. It's on time, and it is within all the agreed parameters with the other body on size and scope. This budget is adding $200 million UGF undesignated general funds on top of the governor's $250 million. So the whole budget in front of you, general funds, is a $450 million budget at this point. And then the House will add their part to it once this moves from this body. The Senate adds, the high-level overview, the Senate adds include $68 million to K through 12 and university deferred maintenance. $9 million of that is for K-12 school construction. That includes the top two schools on the school construction list, and some REA funds go towards the third school on the list for design and foundation. The second item is for that the $68 million is $38 million for major maintenance, schools 1 through 15 on the list, plus two schools for Mount Edgecombe. The third is the $26.5 million to the University of Alaska for projects 1 through 6 of their major maintenance list that they provide to the legislature. This budget includes $30 million to housing and weatherization, $15 million for life health safety, $9.7 million towards funding and leveraging federal funds and grant writing and match money, $8 million to the DOT harbor matching grant and emergency funds to address state-owned harbor liability, and $7.5 million for food security, and then there's some projects across the state that were added. You guys all have the spreadsheets from Ledge Finance in front of you. There should be an Excel spreadsheet that has page and line, and then the projects, and then it looks something like this if you...
Are there questions?
I just want to make sure everyone has it. It's probably that second page of...
Is there attachment?
Yeah, there. Yeah, it should be in the packet. A quick at ease, and I'll take a look
at these. Senate Finance Committee will come back to order. Mr. Grusendorf.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe you all now have the document in front of you. Line one tells you this is the FY25 section one of the bill. The first change is actually not on your list, but I'm going to go right to it. It's page three, line seven. It's AEA port electrification for $10 million, and it's with the Ocean Ranger Fund. The second project is on page four, line nine, Denali Commission Housing Program for $7 million. On line four, Iditarod Trail Committee, $750,000. Page 16, line 16, Skagway Ore Terminal Decontamination for $1 million of ADA dividend. Page 4, line 31, Mount Edgecombe Deferred Maintenance, two projects for $2.8 million. Page 5, line 4, School Construction, which is the first two schools plus phase one of the third school, for $3.9 million general funds and $26,300,000 of REA funds. The next one on line 8, page 7, line 18, is the election voting booths, which was an amendment the governor gave us yesterday that was included for $250,000. Page 8, line 33, critical mineral mapping earth, general funds for $2 million. Page 9, line 18, is silver culture treatments and tree thinning. This is an add back from the governor's original request. What we're using here, we are using 2 million timber receipts and 1.5 million GF to fund that project back to the governor's, well, but it's like 500,000 less than the governor's original request. Line 11, page 10, line 15, is AHEC housing weatherization, $5 million from the AHEC dividend. Page 10, line 33, is HFC rural professional housing for $5 million. The next one is on line 13, page 10, line 33, AHFC Alaska housing new construction for $7 million. And all those AHFC projects are being funded by the AHFC dividend. The last one, for the section one of the bill is page 16, line 11, is the start of the surface transportation amendment. And that goes on, there was a lot of projects added there, so I'm not going to go through them one by one, but that was another big add that was added on that affects this capital budget quite a bit. So the total for section one is around $35 million. The next part is section four, the supplemental, which starts on page 33, line 1. For the supplemental, on line 19, page 33, line 25, is Housing Alaskans for $6 million. Page 33, line 30, is AFN Navigator Program for $1.5 million. Page 34, line 5, is the AML grant writing. And there is an amendment to be talked about later, because the title that's in the bill right now is not the correct title. It's going to AML and the amount is the same, but the title needs to be changed, and we'll do that by amendment. Next line is line 22. It's page 34, line 11, ANTHC skilled nursing facility for $15 million. Page 35, line 33, the blood bank, $1.5 million. Page 36, line 21, the Denali Commission non-federal match for $7 million. Page 38, line 32, Sea Share food security, $7.5 million. Page 44, line 13, is the school major maintenance list going from project 1 through 15 for $36,190,000. Page 45, line 22, is the Dalton Highway funds. The governor had $8 million. We reduced it to $4 million. This is giving the $4 million back to the project for a total of $8 million. Page 45, line 29, is the Harbor Matching Grants, $7 million. Page 45, line 31, and then it moves on to line page 46, is the University of Alaska projects 1 through 6 on their major maintenance list for $26.6 million. Page 46, line 22, Palmer Courthouse, $3.2 million. And page 46, line 23, the Stratton acquisition for $2 million. And that is, those are the major additions to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Grusendorf. Are there questions? Seeing none, do we have amendments?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Mr. Chairman, are we going to, you want to amend the bill or accept the CS or CS first?
Okay.
Well, let me run down the numbers.
Okay.
And then we.
Total numbers, yeah.
Okay, so for the bill right now, for the supplemental, unrestricted general funds at $190,806,000. Designated general funds is $8,924,000. Other state funds, $12,263,000. And federal receipts, $251,363,000. And the total of this budget, all combined, the supplemental and this CS2, or the committee substitute, the total funding is $445,661,000 for unrestricted general funds, $77,156,700 for designated general funds. Other state funds is $227,575,300, and federal receipts is $3,194,017,600.6. And that is the, I guess I'll just go with the statewide totals for the whole budget is $3,944,411,000.
With that, I'll remove my objection. Are there any other objections? Seeing none, we'll adopt the CS. And now we're available for amendments. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion that we make a typo correction from the auto correction system. A very minor typo is found on page 42, line 20. That's page 42, line 20. I move and ask unanimous consent to change normal to Norman. Normal to Norman.
Are there objections? Seeing none, that amendment is adopted. Are there further amendments?
We have a brief Eddies.
We'll call the meeting back to order. Amendment number one is adopted. We have amendment number two. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt amendment number two.
Senator, Mr. Grusendorf, can you explain amendment number two?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Amendment number two is, when I was going through a description, it is a change. We have the wrong title. We have the right recipient, but the wrong title. We are changing the project title from Alaska Municipal League Local Match to Increase Infrastructure Investment to the new project title, Alaska Municipal League Community Grant Compliance and Technical Assistance. The amount remains the same.
Is there objection to amendment number two? Seeing none, that amendment is adopted. Call the meeting back to order. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt amendment number three.
Mr. Grusendorf.
Amendment number three is adding retroactivity to sections 4 and 7 through 9. And section 24, section 23 of this act takes effective immediately under AS 1010070C and renumbers the following bill accordingly and deletes the sections.
Questions?
It's for the supplemental side for the effective date. If the effective date didn't pass on one body or the other, it takes care of some of the issues that would come up because of that.
Thank you, Mr. Grusendorf. Is there further questions on amendment number three? Seeing none. The amendment is adopted. Call the meeting back to order. Before us is CS for Senate Bill 187 as amended. Can we have a roll call? Are you want to speak to it?
A motion.
Well, go ahead and make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 187 version R as amended from committee. That is, I move the Senate Finance Committee substitute. I also move that the Division of Legislative Finance and Legislative Legal are directed to make technical and conforming changes to Senate Bill 187 as necessary.
Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, the motion is passed and the capital budget is out for the committee. Is there any further action that the committee needs? So we're adjourned till, when are we adjourned till?
Oh, adjourned.
So we'll be adjourned until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thanks everyone for participating today. Thanks.